This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, welcome back. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Come on, you guys are all hungover from this weekend. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I didn't drink, I worked. Man, it was one of my busiest work weekends. I worked all weekend long. It was a very, very crazy weekend, but it was a fun weekend, very rewarding weekend. I learned a lot. Didn't do a lot of shopping. I actually, maybe I did a couple clicks online. I really didn't do a lot of Black Friday shopping. And we're going to talk about that because it's Cyber Monday and there should be some pretty, pretty good deals. But I've already caught some real stinky games and tricks online, and I don't want you guys to get screwed over. So let's take a couple steps back and go to Black Friday. So Black Friday, very interesting this year. Black Friday for many stores did not open on Thursday. During the Great Recession, some stores decided to start making extra money by opening on Thanksgiving night. People are bored. They want to get away from the in-laws. They're like, why don't we hit the store? So as soon as they would finish eating and the Cowboys would win, in the past, the Cowboys would usually win their Thanksgiving game, people would head to the stores. Well, instead, this year, we had to watch the Cowboys lose and then sit home. Hence, I worked. So the Black Friday shopping couldn't really start till the next day. But with the COVID pandemic and a lot of the states still having lockdowns and rules, it turns out that there was anywhere between a 30 to 60% drop in foot traffic this year with Black Friday. However, online sales were at its highest. I believe it went up, online sales went up on Black Friday an extra 21.5%. It really depends on who the source is. So cyber sales helped boost some profits for Black Friday. But really quickly here, I don't know if you guys know about Black Friday. People are like, God, why do they call it Black Friday? Is that name going to go away? I think that name's going to go away. Originally, the Black Friday name wasn't what you think it is. Back in 1869, there were a couple guys from, I think, the Ernie Railroad or the Eni Railroad, I don't know. These guys were Wall Street hustlers, and they wanted to kind of corner the gold market. And apparently the Treasury would control the gold pricing, whether the Treasury dumped gold into the market or not. So the guys had an in with, I guess, a brother-in-law with President Ulysses S. Grant. So these guys were trying to buy up a bunch of the gold, make the prices go up so much, because if you buy low and the price goes up, now you've made a crap load of money. And they tried to get the brother-in-law to talk President Grant into not opening up the Treasury coffers and dumping gold into the system, so then the price still stayed high. Well, President Grant got wind of this and was like, oh, hell no. And then he opened up the Treasury. They dumped gold into the system, I guess. Prices went down because now there's more supply. And it was known as, I think this happened in September 24th. Market crash. This is September 24th, 1869. Market crashed. Farmers lost crap loads of money. Speculators lost crap loads of money. People committed suicide. This wasn't just, you know, the Wall Street crash in 29. This happened in 1869. And the day was such a wreck, you know, for the Wall Street and markets that they called it Black Friday. Well, then what happened is in the 1960s, Philadelphia police get the credit for calling Black Friday the way we now call it Black Friday. So apparently the Army-Navy game would bring in tons of tourists. The day after Thanksgiving, there'd be tons of shoppers and people storming the stores and all that, that the police are like, oh, gosh, man, it's Black Friday. They had kind of coined the term as a negative connotation. Well, that kind of took shape. By the 90s, retail stores are like, well, why don't we actually make this a thing and we could make money and we could, which actually really helps stores. So the Black Friday today really got its credit from Philadelphia police. They're the ones that kind of coined the term. So Black Friday sales are supposed to be what keeps retailers in the black. Now, rather than it having a negative connotation, you know how when you lose money, you're in the red. When you make money, you're in the black. Being in the black. So being in the black is what Black Friday is supposed to be about. I don't know how much longer Black Friday is going to exist in its shape because the shift towards cyber is going crazy. Now we have Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday was coined Cyber Monday back in 2005. That's when the internet started to really boom and people were like, wow, you know, rather than going to, you know, stores, you could actually shop online. So there's supposed to be all these sales and all that, and I've already been finding some shenanigans. I hate that term, but, you know, where they're trying to pretend that the prices are, or the prices are low and they're not. And so this shift to cyber shopping is definitely in COVID's corner because, you know, people didn't have to go shopping. They didn't have to stand in line. They didn't have to get trampled. By the way, Black Friday is one of the most dangerous, it was one of the most dangerous shopping times of the year because people would get trampled. I think one year, 412 people died during Black Friday shopping. That's ridiculous. And one study from Retail Me Not found 12% of shoppers are drunk on Black Friday. So, or maybe the Thursday night of Thanksgiving. So, you know, with that kind of quote-unquote danger, yeah, people shifted to Cyber Monday. But there's danger with Cyber Monday. Danger. You got the phishing. You got the hackers. You got the cyber criminals. You need to be very, very careful when you cyber shop. All right. You know, first, double check the prices. Today, there was a periodic element, a table with the actual elements in there. And I'm like, oh, I want that. That's so cool. It was like $99 on one site. I was able to go to other sites and find it for $20, $30, you know, pretty similar. So, you know, you want to price shop. Number two is you want to double check the size of things. Some things are going to be bigger, so they'll be more expensive. Some things are going to be smaller. Size matters. Trust me. So you want to make sure that you, you know, price compare with the proper size. You also want to make sure you don't get screwed into the free shipping. They'll be like, oh, free shipping on $250. So you only want to buy one thing, so you keep spending more to get that free shipping. Nah. Find another site where it's free shipping no matter what. There's others. Make sure there's a lock on that site or the SSL security. A lot of these sites are fake. They look like a big box store. They look like a fancy site, but it's not. You need to double check. And in fact, if you do see something online, just go to if you see something like a Walmart selling this, just go to Walmart site. Go to the trusted Walmart site to look at for that or Target or Macy's or whatever. And then you got to be really, really careful with your, emails. There's going to be deals coming in on your emails.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials, and Daniel. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry, Daniel. Love you, Daniel. There's this Raiden and Ben over here. Raiden and Ben. So, guys, you're about to cyber shop for Christmas, and I don't want any of you buying toys. None of you should start buying toys until you check out the ToyGuy.com website and listen to the Toy Guy, because he will steer us right. I am so excited to have Chris Byrne, the Toy Guy, author of Toy Time, toy historian and consultant, on our show now next. Chris, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for having me. Happy holidays. Happy Cyber Monday.
Oh, my gosh. We are so excited. And we're so excited to have you. Okay, first of all, how did you get the most awesome job of being a toy expert?
You know, I've been in the toy industry basically my entire adult life. I started as a copywriter. So I was the person you were swearing at after midnight on Christmas morning as you tried to put things together because I was writing the instructions. I ended up in PR and in operations and marketing and doing a lot of functions. And I started writing and have written for most of the toy trade magazines. I've done a bunch of books on toys and studied it in child development, of course.
Yes.
And, you know, one thing led to another, and here I am.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. You know, last week we were covering, I don't know if it was which consumer watchdog was talking about some of the toys that are dangerous. One question we had is, how do some of these toy companies not think these through and have toys out there, some of them that could be, you know, too dangerous for kids, like choking hazards or, you know, chemicals?
Well, it's a great question. Those organizations have been around for 20 years, and I think they're well-intentioned, but they often do things like cite a toy that, for example, a toy for four and up. They would say it's a choking hazard for a child, so it's not the intended use. I've seen them actually misuse or use do off-label things on the toys, and of course, toys are going to be dangerous if they do that. That's why you really should read the instructions and buy age-appropriate toys for your children.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also use your best judgment. You might, you know, find a product where you're like, really? This, just don't trust the box. Use your instinct. Or trust Chris Byrne. So, Chris, what are your top toy picks for this year?
Well, there are so many, but we've been having a lot of fun with different things. I love toys that are immersive, that keep kids engaged. So one that we've had a great time with is Lego, of course. Lego's been mm-hmm. around in the U.S. since 1960. Lego Super Mario Adventures. So basically they've taken Mario off the Nintendo games and built him as a Lego character with LED screens, and he can interact with different Lego pieces. You can create a course. You can actually buy additional sets. The starter course is about $59. You can buy different sets and build out an entire Lego Mario world. So that's really fun. We've also talked a lot about education toys, especially during this pandemic. And mm-hmm. But you can't just have ABCs, 1, 2, 3. It's not just doing more homework. You've got to have some play. And Crayola, the crayon people, came up with a whole line of four science-based STEAM kits. And the one we've played a lot with is a paper flower making kit. So you build these paper flowers, you build them on top of a wick, you put that wick in colored water, and it will be wicked up through the stem into the paper leaves. So not only are you making something that's really pretty, but you're also learning how plants actually absorb water.
With photosynthesis, and boy, are they going to get hit with that in bio like I was. That's a brilliant toy. That's brilliant. So which online sources do you, we were just talking about, you know, cyber crimes and, you know, which I guess, sources do you trust for people to buy their toys?
Well, I definitely go with the big guys, the known names, whether it's, you know, Amazon, of course, Walmart, Target, GameStop, Best Buy, all of the big retailers that have many online presence. If you have a local toy store and they have an online presence, I would definitely trust them because a lot of these places are doing curbside delivery right now. So they've had to up their game in the pandemic, a lot of these smaller toy stores. So if you can patronize a local store, that would be great. But it's also, if you're buying from a third party, which do put on some of these things, make sure you read the reviews, especially the seller reviews, because the last thing you want to do is spend your money and think you're going to get something and have it not show up.
Okay. Okay, and you know, not to put you on the spot here, Mr. Toy Guy, but why do we parents almost break our feet when we step on a Lego?
You know, I don't know, but I definitely...
It's the most painful thing. I'd rather have a tooth pulled.
Because we haven't taught our children to put their toys away. No, I'm kidding.
It's true. Oh, my God, that's the most painful thing. You know, in medicine, we're supposed to go, you know, a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is your pain? And people are like, I don't know what a 7, 8 is. I go, okay, have you ever stepped on a Lego? They go, oh, no, it's not that bad. And these are people in full-blown appendicitis attacks. Oh, man.
I've never heard that. I love that.
Oh, my gosh. We're talking to Chris Byrne, toy guy, author of Toy Time. What sort of tips do you have for consumers? Because I know there's people are kind of worried about, you know, overspending or, you know, getting caught up in the wrong deal. What kind of tips do you have for consumers?
Well, definitely set a budget. Definitely set a budget of what you're willing to spend this year, and don't feel like you have to overcompensate because of all the, you know, because of what we haven't got. Really celebrate what we do have. So don't stretch your budget beyond what you want to spend. Also, if you see something you want, buy it, because things are going to sell out, and we've had problems with the supply chain. You've probably heard about them. So even though things may be in stock now, if they're sold out, replenishing them in time for the holidays may be a challenge for some of the retailers. So definitely do that and pay attention to delivery dates, because we've gotten into the habit of saying, oh, I can buy this on December 22nd.
Right.
Not necessarily true this year, because you've got to get through the delivery system as well.
Exactly, exactly. I just bought something for my husband, and we might actually be out of town when it comes in. And I didn't think about that because it was free shipping. And I grabbed the free shipping, but it's not going to come next week. It's going to come in a couple weeks. So that's a good point. Chris, you know, a lot of parents have concern about their toys coming from China or having lead. How can consumers protect themselves from those sorts of toys that might not have been inspected? Is there an inspection process in America?
There is a huge inspection process in America, and since 2007, the Americans manufacturing in China have actually upped this. That was when we had the lead paint scare in 2007. Now materials are tested when they come into the factory, when they go into the machines to make the toys, when they come off the machines, and then many manufacturers like Walmart actually have to have independent testing as well. You look on the box to make sure that they fit ASTM standards. These are the voluntary safety standards. Voluntary means, it doesn't mean you can do it or not. It means that the government hasn't mandated it. But U.S. toys that are sold in the U.S. meet some of the highest, or if not the highest, safety standards in the world. So if you buy from a reputable brand and you look for the ASTM ratings, you know you're going to get something that has certainly passed all the safety tests, which is bite tests and drop tests and lead tests and shake tests and all kinds of things. And, again, check that age grading, because that is a big deal for toys, especially for kids 4 and up.
I know. People put things in their mouths. Adults put things in their mouth. I mean, and you know, you just have to, and then clean the toys. That's a whole other subject for a different day. In the last minute and a half, I've been using your website as kind of a go-to. Tell us about the website and what consumers can get in terms of resources from thetoyguy.com.
Well, we like to write about toys, of course, and what's hot for this season and what people are paying attention to. We always say the hot toy is only hot if it's hot for your child, so we try to show a range of toys. We also have things like last summer we were writing about that, you know, having a 70s summer and tips for how to consume toys in a way that are consistent with your family values and that really help kids have as creative and whacked a childhood as I did.
Oh, my God. I loved my Big Wheel and my Light Bright. Those were like, my, I don't know how
Absolutely.
Old you are, but I just dated myself. But we had Big
you
Wheels and Light Bright. And
those.
Oh, gosh, those
yeah,
are nice.
You can still get them.
Yeah, except the Light Bright.
Light Bright's battery operated now.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Older kids.
Wow. Chris Byrne, how can people find more about you?
Come to thetoyguy.com. You can follow me at thetoyguy on Facebook or on Twitter.
Oh, my God. Well, you be well. I know this is your busy time. Thank you so much for joining us, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Thank you so much.
No worries. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Trading
trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is urging the FDA to act quickly on Moderna's application for an emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. The president making those comments on Twitter. Now, as far as when the coronavirus vaccine will be distributed after it is approved by the FDA, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells ABC's Good Morning America.
Said it'll ship within 24 hours after FDA approval, and then really it's going to be up to our nursing homes, our hospitals, our pharmacies to get that to dispense. So it really could be within days of FDA approval, we'll start seeing vaccines in people's arms. We believe we're going to have people getting vaccinated, millions of people, before Christmas this year.
Janet Yellen could become the first woman to lead the Department of the Treasury. Yellen's been nominated by President-elect Joe Biden to be the Treasury Secretary. You're listening to USA Radio News. Today is Cyber Monday. The shopping holiday is celebrated the Monday after Thanksgiving every year. It may be even more popular this year due to the coronavirus pandemic. Online retailers are offering deals on a number of items from TVs to kitchenware. Jonathan Honing is a hedge fund manager. He says after Thanksgiving, small businesses have been doing what they can to make money.
Don't put it past American enterprise to be able to get creative, to be able to come up with solutions. You mentioned Black Friday and Cyber Now Monday and, of course, Small Business Saturday. Well, all those businesses are having to adapt. They're having to throw. So curbside delivery is, for example, very big. And even Cyber Monday isn't as big as it was this year because businesses are adapting. They're basically turning into the entire holiday season.
Nearly one-third of New York and New Jersey small businesses have reportedly closed in 2020. That's according to TrackTheRecovery.org, a Harvard-run database that calculates the economic impact of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so I've been saying this for the longest time. If you are threatening a shutdown or a lockdown of a city and small business going under and kids not going back to school and all this because the hospitals are getting overwhelmed, then why don't we underwhelm the hospitals? Why don't we help the hospitals out? Right, why don't we make some surge facilities if obviously there's not enough time to build hospitals, although we've been talking about this since February. You'd think we could have already started to kind of deputize some buildings and facilities, but, you know, it's medical offices have been abandoned. There's, you know, things we could have done. But, you know, I get it. Everybody expected this to be over in, you know, June, and not a lot of us were kind of thinking ahead the curve with this one. So we're need, you know, one, I guess, strategy is to help hospitals and make sure they have plenty of staff, because people are getting sick with COVID and they're also getting sick with pneumonia and flu, and they're exhausted and they're fatigued, and a lot of them aren't getting hazard pay, etc. So Governor Cuomo has now urged hospitals to go and get doctors out of retirement, go and get nurses out of retirement. So maybe too little too late, but, you know, it's about time that somebody starts to kind of think laterally like that. And if you're short on staff and you have a lot of people out there that are, you know, adept and competent and certified and, you know, have the qualifications, all hands on deck. Now, easier said than done, okay? Have you guys ever met a retired doctor or a retired nurse? Have you ever met them? Okay, and they're not really laying out by the beach, okay? I mean, everybody goes, oh, when I retire, I'm going to go to the beach. First of all, when you retire, you kind of have to save money, so you're not always at the beach. You're not always at Hawaii, all right? The average retired doctor or nurse who has been working their whole lives and who has been stressed beyond compare and has been, you know, devoting, they lost their youth, they lost time with their kids, they lost time with their family, they put a lot of miles on. The average retired healthcare professional, the pendulum has swung. Now, somebody like me that's semi-retired, even though I'm not really retired because I still work a lot, but, you know, I've closed my practice and I'm, you know, kind of doing telemedicine and media and things like that. Me, I'll always have a foot in medicine because I want to keep sharp and I want to keep my skills up. But a lot of people who have retired, they're like, I'm out. And these new medications come across and they're like, what? I can't even smell that. Or these new antibiotics come out, or they, and again, they don't have to go through the board preparation. They don't have to spend money on boards. They don't have to study for hours taking a test that rips through your stomach lining. You know, they've been out of their practice, out of their bubble. So when you have a retired physician or a retired nurse, many of them are now devoting their lives to their family. Or they're devoting their lives to their house or their garden or to other hobbies. And so you do run the risk of many of those people not being 100% on board now or up to par. Now, fortunately with COVID, because there's only X amount of information that we have, it's pretty easy to learn. Okay? I haven't been in the hospital for years. I haven't been working in the hospital for years. But all it took is a 5-minute conversation for me to realize, okay, I see what you guys did. You pulled in this, you pulled in this, you pulled in this, you pulled in this, and then it all came back. Then so much of it came back. Now, I'm not saying I could be a hospitalist. No, it still intimidates me, and I would even tell people, look, you know, I'm going to bow to somebody else's expertise. But you do, when you don't use it, you do start to lose it. And so the idea of, well, we're going to recruit nurses, we're going to recruit physicians is great. And I think that's kind of your reserve list. That's where you go next. But you might want to kind of divide it up into tiers. You have those of us who still have been active in medicine, but, you know, we've, you know, maybe never set foot in a hospital recently, and we need to do some training. And you have others where, yeah, they've been retired, but they never did that kind of medicine. And the other thing you need to also realize about retired medical professionals is many of them already went through a pre-retirement phase before they decided to retire. meaning, and maybe that's what I'm going through right now. I'm still practicing, but I'm not in a hospital. I'm not in a clinic setting. I'm doing telemedicine. And telemedicine is great, and trust me, it's still challenging. Because, I mean, I'm trying to figure out if somebody's having the heart attack or the stroke or whatever without even examining them. So there, it is a lot more difficult than people think, which I love because it keeps my skills up. But what am I also? I have a media career. I have a full-time media career. So my transition to retiring from the medical field, even though Obamacare gave me a nice kickstart to that, it means I'm doing less types of broader medicine, and I'm starting to narrow my scope. Even though my love was ER, you know, and the best practices I've ever, the best medicine I've ever done was when I was an ER doc. So would I ever go back to that? I probably couldn't. I think I could bounce right back. Got to still learn, you know, some of the new protocols and medicines. But the reason why I say this is the average retired doc, they already kind of changed their practice to, well, I'm just doing cosmetic, or I'm just doing derm, or I'm just doing, you know, and they've started to really, really scale down. So you need to kind of realize that when you pull a doctor or a nurse out of retirement, it's there is going to be some training. There's also going to be some there needs to be a lot of patients. Okay, I would see 60 patients a shift. All right, and these were ER patients in a 12-hour shift. I don't think I could do 60 in 12 hours. I think I'd be down to maybe 40 or 50. I got a lot of energy, but, you know, I'm not 25 or 26 anymore. I'm 29. And, you know, those extra 3 years really hurt. So, you know, Cuomo is now telling hospitals to start recruiting retired doctors. Not that, you know, hospitals, you know, have any extra time to start doing recruitment, but I am for that. I think it's about time. I think all hands on deck, and whoever can help is exactly what we need. I think Governor Newsom was trying to attract people back in the spring, you know, to come back out of retirement and out of help. The next move is to accelerate medical students and residents out of their training quicker, or to be able to use them sooner. To be honest, I would probably even trust a resident that hasn't completed training sometimes more than some of these retired doctors. I know that's gonna people are gonna disagree with that, because, you know, as a doctor, a lot of the stuff comes back. But a lot of our stuff that comes back is from the 90s or from the 80s or from the, you know, these residents are getting the newest of the new. And they have the energy, and they also know where to pull the latest information. I've seen older doctors ask me questions about stuff, and I'm like, how do you not know that? It's on up to date, or you could look it up, or you could, there's formulas, and it's just not, it's just sometimes not working. Now, we've talked about which is better, an older doc or a younger doc. I love older physicians, because older physicians have seen it all, and you cannot replace experience. You cannot. So, you know, I told you one of my favorite doctors in the world was falling asleep during rounds, during our sit down rounds. And there was a woman having abdominal pain, and he just kind of wakes up and he goes, abdominal pain, bloating, check her for ovarian cancer. And he falls back asleep. He was right. She ended up having ovarian cancer. Now, of course, those of us in medicine are like, well, yeah, abdominal bloating, you got to kind of think about ovarian cancer on the differential, IBS, colitis, things like that. But it's like, you know, somebody who is doing this for decades could be asleep and make the diagnosis. You can't replicate that with the younger doctor. So I'm a huge fan of older physicians. But I also think younger doctors, and my best medicine was when I was right out of school. Because, man, I wasn't lazy. I didn't just rely on old experience. And COVID is new. Okay? This isn't some...
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Dr. Dahlia
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Well, Sean Connery had left us October 31st of this year. And we've been kind of, you know, curious about his cause of death. And TMZ has revealed had posted his death certificate. And it appeared that Sean Connery, the iconic actor, who had died at 90 years old, apparently suffered in his last days from pneumonia, respiratory failure. They also mentioned old age and atrial fibrillation. Now, he had died in the Bahamas. His widow, Micheline Roquebrune, if I'm pronouncing that right, had also revealed after his death that he had suffered from dementia. Now, when you do have dementia, you're not very active. You could, when you're inactive, you don't seem to take big deep breaths and spew out stuff that could be coming into your lungs so it could settle and it could brew and cause a pneumonia. For those who are not very active, if they do get a pneumonia and they don't cough it out or breathe it out or expel it out, pneumonia can cause an infection, fill up with fluid, cause respiratory failure. He also had atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation can cause heart failure when you kind of have a problem with the pump. We'll talk about that in a second. When you have heart failure, fluid builds up in the lungs, can also cause respiratory failure. So it appears it could have been pneumonia, atrial fibrillation, just a variety of things that unfortunately, you know, caused the great actor's death. Atrial fibrillation, I just want to talk about really, really quickly because, you know, you're going to see a lot of medical gadgets out there saying, we're going to help you diagnose atrial fibrillation. If you've noticed, I haven't criticized that. I don't know if I would spend $99 for a non-EKG that claims it's like an EKG out there, but if it is going to pick up atrial fibrillation, and it can, based on an erratic heartbeat, I think because of how common atrial fibrillation is, I don't think it's bad. I don't know if I'd spend $100, but I think being checked for atrial fibrillation is a good thing. So atrial fibrillation is where the heart rhythm starts to get screwed up because the electrical impulses that travel through the heart muscle aren't rhythmic, aren't predictable. And so when the SA node shoots out the electricity, the sinoatrial node, all right, it will gauge the rate of the impulses based on your activity. So if you're exercising and you need more cardiac output, your SA node will trigger a faster pulse, right? Because you need to kind of get that heart working and you need faster oxygenated blood delivered. If you're at home and you're resting and you're not doing much, it'll slow down. So the electrical activity coming out of your SA node, once it is discharged, it travels to both the upper chambers of the heart, the atria, and then down to the AV node, then into the septum between both the lower chambers of the lower ventricles. And the electrical impulse is supposed to cause a nice ba-boom, ba-boom, a nice predictable pump. When you have atrial fibrillation, the electrical impulses are a little bit erratic. Either it's because the heart muscle's damaged or medication or other issues, sometimes too much caffeine, something goes wrong. Well, then what happens is the heart goes boop, 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 boop. So it causes a fibrillation of the heart muscle. If the heart isn't going to have a nice ba-boom, it's not a pump that's getting filled correctly. So you have boop, 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 boop going on, and blood starts to slush and slosh around. That'll unfortunately cause back pressure. It can cause strokes. The blood can coagulate. It could cause a stroke. If your heart isn't being filled properly with a nice juicy amount of blood and then pumping it out to the body, much of your body isn't getting the proper amount of oxygenated blood that's coming back from the lungs. Remember, the right ventricle pumps blood into the lungs. It gets oxygenated. The blood travels back to the left atrium, which gets pumped into the left ventricle. The left ventricle then pumps the blood into the aorta. And then that goes all that to the main conduit that then goes down and hits all the smaller vessels of the body. So if you have the blood sitting and sloshing around, it could cause clots. So if you did have atrial fibrillation, would you know? Some people have no idea. They don't feel it. Others may kind of feel short breath. They may have some palpitations, they may get chest pain, they may get dizzy, they may have fatigue, they might cough. We do see people with high blood pressure, heart disease, sleep apnea, COPD, lung disease, diabetes, thyroid issues. Having hyperthyroid could put you at risk for atrial fibrillation. Even alcohol. Drink a lot of alcohol. Drink a lot of energy drinks could do it. So I usually recommend with any of my patients who are older, you know, to have an EKG so we could check your heart, check the rhythm. We should be able to pick it up on physical exam based on the heart not sounding correctly because, you know, your pulse or your heartbeat will be ba-boom, ba-boom. If not, it'll sound boom, boom, ba-boom. When we listen to you, because the ventricle isn't getting every beat it's supposed to. So we pick up on that, and we're like, okay, something's not right here. And then we do an EKG. There is no recommendation to do screening EKGs, but a lot of us doctors will do it because we want to pick it up. So that is unfortunately what happened to Sean Connery, we believe, although it appears pneumonia was the main cause of death. Joe Biden had a little bit of a spill this weekend. Apparently, he was playing with his German Shepherd Major, the dog. And originally, they said he hurt his ankle, no fracture. But they were going to do a CAT scan to see if he did have any stress fractures or and they did find stress fractures. Apparently, according to a statement, he had lateral and intermediate cuneiform bone hairline fractures. So according to a statement by Kevin O'Connor, his physician, 78-year-old Biden will be in a walking boot for several weeks. Now, these cuneiform injuries, I don't know if you guys have seen the foot, and I posted a picture of this. This is on my website and on my Twitter and Facebook. They're like the little bones in the midfoot. They're not the heel and they're not the toes, but they're under the metatarsals, all right? Or they precede the metatarsals. And we usually see these types of injuries with direct trauma. Like I'll see it in motorcycle accidents or severe or somebody dropping something on the foot or repeated physical loads or weight-bearing activity. A twisting injury, you know, I could do it. I usually would see more of a metatarsal fracture. I mean, he is older and he could have osteoporosis. So I don't know if he jumped down off of something. We might see that when somebody jumps. It's unfortunate that, you know, people are debating what really happened to Joe Biden because nobody really trusts anything in the news anymore. You know, we hear of all these accidents, people with exercise equipment or, you know, people having a fall or people having whatever. And you know, the media will jump and run. And, you know, did he fall down? I don't know. That's an odd injury to have with a fall. So he could have been playing with his dog and twisted it, but it is an odd sort of injury. It is odd, but I mean, it could technically happen. So, you know, we'll keep you guys posted on that. One of you wants to know what is the latest with President Trump. He, in terms of his election fight, you know, apparently he had a TV interview and he was with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News with Sunday Morning Features. And she, I guess, asked him when he expected his challenges to make it to the Supreme Court. And he had kind of acknowledged that the path is difficult. He said, well, the problem is it's hard to get into the Supreme Court. He said, I've got the best Supreme Court advocates, lawyers that want to argue the case if it gets there. It's very hard to get a case up there. He said, can you imagine Donald Trump, President of the United States, files a case and I probably can't get a case? He said that his cases that should make it to the high court, he didn't, I guess, many of his legal experts did not predict that they would. So Bartiromo said, it sounds like if you can't be heard by the Supreme Court, you lose. Do you believe you will win this? He said, we should be heard by the Supreme Court. Something has to be able to get up there. And what if not, what is the Supreme Court? So we'll keep you guys posted on that, all right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY. I have no friend to wish me greeting. Once again, what will be singing?
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.